This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful day, and it's a great day to listen to Intelligent Medicine, because we've got lots of health information that can help you and your family lead better lives, extend your longevity, improve your well-being. You can call us if you've got questions, 877-726-8255. It's a perfect day to call, because we got lots of time to field your inquiries. 877-726-TALK is our number. And during this program, we're going to share some really exciting information about a nutrient that I've been focusing a lot on in the past couple of years. It's nicotinamide riboside. And according to a new study, some very, very exciting results in a challenging neurological condition. 877-726-8255. We'll also talk about the downsides of tonsillectomy, an operation which I regret to have undergone. I didn't have a lot of say in it because I was a kid, but we may be doing our kids a disservice by taking out their tonsils. And before we get your phone calls, let's talk about exercise. That's going to be a theme during this program. Why do I exercise? Well, some mornings it's kind of hard to get out of bed, and whatever regimen I have in store for myself, whether it be running, biking, swimming, strength training, yoga. Sometimes it just not feeling it, but I push myself to do it because the benefits are enormous. And this morning, it was perfect weather here in New York, not too hot. We've been experiencing a merciful reprieve from the hot, muggy weather of summer, and perfect conditions for a nice run. I headed out towards the East River, ran down to the Williamsburg Bridge, and that comprises about a 5-mile run. And so why do I exercise? I've been doing it since my 20s. Actually competed in my first marathon at a relatively late age, at 38. Have been doing triathlons ever since. And here's a couple articles that underscore the benefits of exercise. We'll share some more with you later during the program. According to a story by Gretchen Reynolds, she's sort of the exercise guru of the New York Times, although we're living longer, more and more Americans are spending years living with chronic disease and ill health. So while we're living longer, we're sicker. And a study recently published in the Archives of Internal Medicine suggests that being or becoming fit in middle age helps to reshape the way you age. Now, whether or not you live longer, maybe you will, but the way you live, your quality of life is important. Researchers looked at nearly 19,000 middle-aged men and women who'd visited the Cooper Clinic. That's a place in Texas, for a checkup beginning in 1970. And their average age was 49. And based on the results of a fitness test, the researchers divided the group into 5 fitness categories. The bulk of the people, like most Americans, were in the least fit section, but there were 5 different categories. And what they found was that those adults who'd been the least fit at the time of their middle-age checkup at around the age of 49 were the most likely to have developed any of 8 serious or chronic conditions early in the aging process. And these include heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and colon or lung cancer. So what did that mean? Did that mean that the people who were the most fit were exempt from risk of these dire conditions? It did not, because some of them came down with these serious conditions, but far later in life. Typically, the most aerobically fit people lived with chronic illnesses in the final 5 years of their lives, instead of, say, in their final 10, 15, or even 20 years. The expression for that is compression of morbidity, less time being sick, old, tired, and debilitated. So this is a convincing study that suggests the benefits of exercise. Here's another one: how exercise can keep aging muscles and immune systems young. This came out this year, written also by Gretchen Reynolds in the New York Times. She says here, exercise among middle-aged and older adults in the Western world is rare. How rare is it? Well, I'm a real outlier, according to this. By most estimates, only about 10% of people past the age of 65 work out regularly. Just 10%. So they decided to look at a group of older men and women who had remained physically active as they aged. And how did they find them? They looked at a group of recreational cyclists. These were male and female riders between the ages of 55 and 79 who'd been cycling for decades and still pedaled around 400 miles per month. None were competitive athletes. What they found, after testing their physical and cognitive abilities and comparing them to those of sedentary older people and much younger men and women, the cyclists proved to have reflexes, memories, balance, and metabolic profiles that more closely resembled those of 30-year-olds than of the sedentary older group. So according to the study, active 65 is the new 35. That's pretty cool. And objectively, the researchers looked at muscles and T-cells. T-cells are a key infection-fighting component of our immune systems. In most people, T-cell function declines, accelerating decade by decade. But what they found in these individuals is that the output of their T-cells and the number of T-cells in their blood was comparable to that of young people. Those who exercised showed high levels of other immune cells that help to prevent autoimmune reactions and of a hormone that prevents the thymus against shrinkage. The thymus is an organ located in the chest that as you age, it atrophies, it shrinks. The cadaver that I had in medical school was that of an 80-year-old woman, and we had a heck of a time when dissecting her. We could find her liver, we could find her lungs, her heart, her colon, her kidneys, but we took a long time to find her thymus, which was really shrunken down, just a tiny vestigial organ. In a baby, the thymus occupies a large amount of their chest. And so declining immunity is a feature of aging, but in these active older individuals, they staved off thymus shrinkage and the decline in T-cells that's associated with aging. Also, their muscles retain their size, fiber composition, and other markers of good health across the decades. The riders who covered the most mileage each month displayed the healthiest muscles, whatever their age. Now, a caveat here is there may be some reverse causation, because if you're sick and tired and debilitated and maybe depressed and unmotivated and stressed out, maybe you will abandon exercise early in life and therefore progressively become less fit and be prey to all these diseases and lowered immunity and muscle atrophy. But what it suggests is that you can grab the ring and go for it before you reach old age, perhaps during middle or late middle age, you can stave off many of the features of aging. And so, hence, that is, well, these are among the reasons that I personally embrace exercise, and you should too. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll be taking your calls momentarily. We got lots more to discuss. on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little later in the program, we're going to do a special feature on a very exciting nutrient. It's colostrum. And many of you haven't heard much about it, but it's a very, very exciting way of supporting our immune system and restoring gut health. That coming up on today's Intelligent Medicine. Plus your phone calls, 877-726-8255. But first, do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Medication for blood pressure can work, but usually is accompanied by side effects, and a lot of people are desirous of natural solutions. I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment for hypertension. It's the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. It's not a pill. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So if you want to find out more about the Zona Plus, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. And we've set this up as a way of helping you more easily access this device. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at orderzona.com. Okay, this item, tonsillectomy may worsen long-term health outcomes. You know, I've had three operations during my lifetime, and one of them I truly regret. The first operation I had was a circumcision. Didn't have much choice about that, but according to, well, it's controversial, but some studies suggest that there may be health benefits. I also had an operation after I broke my hip, and, well, that was necessary. It turned out well, but at the age of around, it was 9 or 10, I had a series of bad sore throats, many kids do, and it was the ritual in those days to get your tonsils out. So I was admitted to the hospital, stayed overnight after I had my tonsils out, And I was told that I could eat a lot of ice cream, which didn't really help because it hurt like hell. But according to a new study of almost 1.2 million patients, a tonsillectomy may worsen long-term health outcomes. People have had their tonsils or adenoids removed before age 9 years are at higher risk for respiratory infectious and allergic diseases up to the age of 30. The lead researcher, who's Dr. Sean Byers from the University of Melbourne in Victoria, Australia, said, quote, "We found that tonsillectomy was associated with a nearly tripled risk of upper respiratory tract diseases, and that adenoidectomy," they call this operation TNA, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. Adenoidectomy was associated with a double risk of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is a devastating condition, also sometimes referred to as chronic bronchitis or emphysema, as well as upper respiratory tract diseases in general, and a nearly doubled risk of conjunctivitis, which is a chronic inflammatory eye condition. So what they say here is that, turns out, it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. Tonsils are an integral part of our immune system. They're the germ catchers in our throats, and it's there that the white blood cells gather with the lymphatic tissue and mount an immune response. And if thine tonsils offend thee, pluck them out is not such a good idea, because you're thereby crippling your immune system. The researcher says that adenoids and tonsils are parts of the immune system. They have known roles in pathogen detection and defense, and are usually removed at ages when the development of the immune system is sensitive. So if your kid is queued up for a tonsillectomy, sometimes necessary, because you can have really seriously infected tonsils. They sometimes form crypts. The bacteria gets into the crypts, and then, nothing you can do about it. You have to take out the tonsils. Also, adenoids in young kids sometimes swell to cherry size proportions, blocking the airways, and then kids suffer from what is commonly regarded as an adult disorder, sleep apnea. They can't sleep. They wake up exhausted. They may suffer from attention deficit disorder, and an adenoidectomy can help to open up the airways and provide better airflow and improve sleep, and even have an impact on mood and behavior and academic performance. So there are some exceptions. ENTs, otolaryngologists, are much more conservative these days than when I was a kid. But tonsillectomies should be done very advisedly, because there can be a downside. It's, again, these interventions, they seem, reasonable and innocuous, but long-term studies may suggest that there are consequences. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And yet another reason to exercise, and it has to do with mood. We'll share the results of a study with you in just a moment. But first, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, here's news about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor works directly on the mitochondria, which are the energy factories within the cells. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even has anti-aging effects. Now, here's a testimonial from a listener, unsolicited. I just got this via Facebook. I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPacks with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and still harness the power of NT Factor, so healthy aging was born. It's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get healthy aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, part of my exercise regimen is some strength training. I do a lot more in the way of aerobic training, but I think really part of a balanced exercise portfolio includes some strength training as well as some flexibility training with something like yoga. But few studies have looked at the mood effects of resistance exercise, and this study tackles that. It's a meta-analysis of 33 clinical trials that comprise nearly 1,900 participants. And what they found was that resistance exercise training was associated with a significant reduction in depressive symptoms. So they, what they did is they looked at these individuals. They looked at the impact of resistance exercise training, that would be with weights or resistance bands, and they correlated that with their depression scores, and they found a very robust effect. How robust was the effect? Well, I'll break it down in terms of a statistic called NNT, number needed to treat. If a drug has a number needed to treat, in the mid-double digits, it's considered a pretty effective drug. Unfortunately, what that may mean is, say, the drug has a number needed to treat of 20. That would be a criterion for a successful drug, by the way. That means that 19 people need to take it. 20 people need to take it for one person to get a benefit, and 19 people would not necessarily get a benefit. And that's certainly the case with drugs for hypertension, in terms of stroke prevention, heart attack prevention. Yeah, you're going to see an effect, and thank goodness that person, one person may be saved, many people unnecessarily taking the medication, but it's worthwhile because the outcome is a serious outcome. With statin drugs, the number needed to treat may be as high as 100 or 200. So you can see a lot of people needlessly take medication just so that one person can avert a heart attack or stroke. Check this out. The number needed to treat with exercise, resistance training exercise for depression was 4. That means that 1 out of 4 got a benefit in terms of depression. And that's pretty good. And let's compare it to antidepressants. They've actually done the stats on antidepressants, a popular antidepressant Zoloft, the number needed to treat is 12. For Prozac, the number needed to treat is 14. For Lexapro, very popular antidepressant, the number needed to treat is 17. For other SSRI antidepressants, on average, the number needed to treat is 17. The number needed to treat with strength training, far superior, 4. So if you've got mood disorder, I mean, it's particularly cogent in view of the high-profile suicides this week. Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, you know, devastating epidemic. Four more people killed via suicide than via homicide in this country. It's an epidemic, and exercise may be part of the solution. In this case, specifically strength training versus depressive symptoms. Okay, we're going to leave some time this hour to discuss a very important nutritional breakthrough. It's colostrum, and we'll find out more about it in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. While we're waiting to get Doug Wyatt on the line to talk to us about colostrum, let's talk about a nutrient that's got me pretty excited. It's not often that a new nutrient goes from the radar screen to my list of regularly prescribed nutrients. But PQQ is certainly gaining a lot of impetus as a neuroprotective supplement. It has been demonstrated to reduce brain aging. So what is PQQ? Well, it's a tongue twister. Pyroloquinoline quinone. I'll say that once because I got it right. PQQ powers better brain function. And we'll talk a little more about it later. But now we have Doug Wyatt on the line. Hi, Doug. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hoffman. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's my pleasure. Douglas Wyatt is director of the Sovereign Health Initiative. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's dedicated to educating people on natural and effective solutions for addressing the root causes of autoimmune and chronic conditions. So, what do you have for us on the subject of colostrum?
Well, bovine colostrum is basically bioidentical to human colostrum, but is much more powerful, 40 times more concentrated. And it has a very unique ability. I want to describe to people what colostrum does and why it's necessary past infancy. Colostrum has the ability to transfer immunity. It has the ability to create all of the immune process in the body so that every mammal except humans will die if they don't get it because they have no operating immune system. So it's like software for our body. And once those key factors have been accomplished, and I want to make certain your listeners understand how this happens, all mammals are born with what we now are calling leaky gut gastrointestinal permeability, or we call it an immature stomach and intestinal system. This is on purpose. It's not a mistake. This is how nature passes the colostrum into our bloodstream intact without being digested or changed in any manner. Because at the time of birth, we don't produce stomach acids or digestive enzymes purposely again. Now, the third thing that colostrum does is it closes the holes, tightens up the permeability, regulates the zonulin in the protein that actually accomplishes this, and prepares the stomach in every manner so that when food starts coming in, milk comes in days after birth, not right away. And if milk crosses into our bloodstream, we have an immediate immune reaction to that where our body tries to destroy our own mother's milk. milk is never totally 100% digested, and so it's vital that this maturity take place. Now, what I'm really saying to you is that that function can take place whether you're 10 minutes old or whether you're 99 years of age. And what we've found in repeated clinical trials is that colostrum is the only natural substance that is clinically proven to regulate zonulin and to control and prevent leaky gut or gastrointestinal permeability. The functions that are currently being taught, or the treatments that are currently being taught in medical schools and being touted in books, best-selling books, etc., talk about treating the gut with by changing and helping the biome adjust by taking probiotics or prebiotics, by food elimination programs like eliminating gluten and wheat, etc. And these are very important, but all they're doing is removing the symptoms. None of those activities will actually create the healing of the gastrointestinal tract. So it's vital that people understand even that we have been able to prove that probiotics will not colonize without colostrum. Colostrum has the ability to destroy and prevent pathogenic infection of the gut from all, basically every form of gut-based pathogen, from Salmonella, E. coli, rotavirus, Cryptosporidia, Shigella, all of those nasty bugs that create damage in the gut. Colostrum has an ability to offset the damage that's caused by glyphosate that's being sprayed in almost all of our wheat and corn crops that destroy our beneficial bacteria in our gut, from antibiotics in our food supply, acidic beverages, alcoholic beverages, and steroidal medications. All have been proven to cause leaky gut, and even athletic exertion has been proven to cause leaky gut syndrome. So what I'm really getting down to is that bovine colostrum is the only actual clinically proven substance that will prevent and repair leaky gut, and leaky gut is the primary cause of virtually every form of chronic disease. Every autoimmune condition is directly related to this. All allergies are related to this, airborne and food. And mental health issues have now been proven to be tied into this. Depression has been tied in and proven to be associated with inflammation in the body. Inflammation can be measured and causes permeation of the blood-brain barrier. This is a primary forecast or precedent for early onset Alzheimer's. When we have inflammation in the gut, we have inflammation of the blood-brain barrier, and by taking colostrum, we can downregulate and eliminate the excessive inflammation that's going on in the body. So all of these are potentially and have the potential to provide probably the greatest preventative source of nutrition that the world ever intended. And why wouldn't it be that way? Because nature designed colostrum as the very, very first substance to enter our mouth on every one of us on the planet. And it was designed to make our gastrointestinal tract and our nutritional uptake and our internal workings perfect. And that's what we're talking about today.
I think, Doug, you're making the case that colostrum is really kind of an essential nutrient. I mean, certainly people who have autoimmunity, people with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, clearly they have leaky gut, and that can be demonstrated with tests that functional medicine doctors like myself can perform. But I think what you're saying is that to some extent or another, due to the insults of modern life, or perhaps due to lack of breastfeeding, or fluoridated water, or glyphosate from GMO foods, antibiotics, of course, we're damaging our intestinal linings, and we could all do with some optimization or restoration. And colostrum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've hit it right on the nail, and I'm going to take this back in one other step. I worked with Dr. Robert Heinemann. He's probably the top medical anthropologist in the world, and he wrote us a study on colostrum's history, and he got into the history of milk, and what he was trying to tell us is that we as mammals, as human beings, going back through all of recorded history, he took it back 50,000 years and said that we've consistently and always had milk as our primary food. it was easier to get milk than any other food on the planet. We didn't have to kill the animal to get it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner was walking around in the udder while we trailed around a sheep or goat or camel, water buffalo, or cow.
And it was also relatively
so
sterile,
ubiquitous.
You know, with poor quality water, water infectious organisms in water. It was possibly better to
consume
that.
One of the things that I'm trying to emphasize here is that milk, raw, fresh, or organic milk, contains about 1.5% of those hundreds of immune and growth factors that are in colostrum. And so if you have a Jersey cow in the backyard and you're drinking eating six to eight servings of raw dairy every day, you won't need the colostrum.
That would be non-pasteurized, non-homogenized, because the heating process destroys the colostrum.
That's absolutely correct. The heating process destroys the bioactives. Mm-hmm. And then homogenization makes the molecules so small that they create leaky gut in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost impossible for most of us to have raw, fresh dairy in our diets. And the old wives' tale or the fool's tale of saying that milk is unhealthy for us all relates to those two processing and the unhealthy husbandry of the animals. But you're correct, and I'm going to give you a basis of where we analyze this. Over the last 2 years, we've attended 24 medical conferences, and we put out a challenge to every doctor that came by to visit us that we could prove that they, the physicians, had leaky gut, every one of them. And I put up $1,000 in challenge that if any physician could prove to me that he did not have leaky gut, I'd give him $1,000. We had 40 people sign up for that challenge. Most people looked at us like, I already know I have it, and walk away or find out more information. But we had 40 people go in and take a food allergy examination of their blood, and every one of them failed. We couldn't find one healthy doctor.
Yeah. So when it comes to quality, you know, frankly, there are a lot of colostrum products out there. It's a competitive marketplace. What should you look for a good quality colostrum product? I mean, what insurance?
I've been involved with colostrum for 25 years. I got involved with colostrum because it saved my wife's life, and it forced me, because she had no ability to produce T cells. She had a misoperating, malfunctioning immune system, and colostrum had to be there intact. It had to have all of the hundreds of molecules. And the most of the colostrum that's processed worldwide uses heat. And all it leaves is half the immunoglobulins and nothing else. And immunoglobulins by themselves will not perform what real, true, whole colostrum will do. So what you have to do, and what we've found, is that colostrum must be tested for potency, and it must be certified vis-a-vis that testing, and it must have the word standardized on the label, and it must show the percentages of at least five of the major components that are in that colostrum and the actual percentages that are in them. Mislabeling under FTC law in this country is illegal. It's a federal crime. So when you find colostrum that has proper labeling, you know that you've got a great product. The other thing that you can look for is GMP certification for halal and kosher certifications. You can look for, and more importantly, a liposomal delivery system. And I want to briefly tell your listeners why that's critical.
We're a little short on time, and I want to leave a little bit of time for people to gather more information about this. Is there a place where people can get information? I see here sovereignlaboratories.com. Is that a good place for people to go to?
MySov Labs, MYSOVLABS.com, is an easy address for that, and your listeners can get a free sample at that website.
Okay. Thank you.
All
thank
it requires
you
is a very small shipping fee. We're going to send out a wonderful book.
All right. Thank you, Doug Wyatt, for joining us. You can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system. And these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.